But if, even after being shown like this, he is pulled back by evil unconscious tendencies and is afraid and escapes, and so does not recognize the Yidam, if even when he sees Yamantaka he does not recognize him, then on the 11th day the blood-drinking manifestation of the Padma family will come to invite him. So, to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the 11th day, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Padma family, called Blessed Padma Haruka, will emerge from the western quarter of your brain and appear before you clearly in union with his consort. His body is dark red in color, with three heads, six arms, and four legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one blue, and the center one dark red. His six hands hold a lotus in the first on the right, a trident bearing three human heads in the middle, and a rod in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a skull cup filled with blood in the middle, and a small drum in the last. His consort, Padma Krodishvari, embraces his body. With her right hand clasped around his neck and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. Be joyful and recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid. Do not be terrified. He is really Blessed Amitabha with his consort, so feel longing. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize it to be the Yidam, and merging inseparably with it, become a Buddha.